USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large migrant caravan with between 10 and 15,000 migrants is expected to reach the U.S.-Mexico border sometime this month. The caravan departed the Mexico-Guatemala border on Monday and has border officials concerned.
We see these large caravans, these kids and unaccompanied, you know, children that are coming across. The cartels are using that to, you know, divert those resources.
Texas DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivera is speaking there on Fox News. The White House says President Biden is giving senators space to negotiate gun safety legislation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it has been decades since Congress passed meaningful legislation on firearms. New bipartisan negotiations were prompted by the recent wave of deadly mass shootings in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Federal Trade Commission is releasing a new report regarding crypto scammers.
Federal regulators say cryptocurrency scammers have stolen more than $1 billion from thousands of investors over the past year and a half. In a report issued Friday, the Federal Trade Commission said more than 40,000 Americans were taken in by scammers since the start of 2021. The FTC went on to say crypto-related scams account for about $1 out of every $4 lost to fraud, more than any other payment method. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Apple is unveiling new features for its most popular devices to kick off its annual developers conference on Monday. The tech giant is expected to showcase its newest operating system, iOS 16, which reportedly includes a revamped notification center and lock screen for iPhones. There are also reports of upgrades to the Apple Watch and Apple TV. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
On Monday, an event remembered the 78th anniversary of D-Day at the American Cemetery near Omaha Beach in France. At the event, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says the Russian invasion of Ukraine is undermining the sacrifices made by the Allied forces on D-Day.
Countries cannot attack other countries with their military forces in acts of aggression. Unless it's an act of pure self-defense, which you're allowed to do, then, and it's a last resort. But that's not what's happened here in Ukraine.
Many World War II veterans visited France to mark the day that 160,000 Allied troops launched in Normandy in 1944. A federal judge in Oklahoma is ruling against the state's death row prisoners who are suing over the way the state carries out executions. There was opposition to the three drugs used in the death chamber. The inmates argued the first drug was not strong enough and those facing capital punishment could still feel pain. Attorneys plan to appeal, but today's ruling paves the way for the execution of more than two dozen inmates. The Postal Service is marking National Dog Bite Awareness Week by releasing a list of the top 25 cities for dog attacks on the mailman. Cleveland is number one. Houston is number two. More than 5,400 postal employees were attacked by dogs last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.